Hi everyone, welcome to A Plus English. I'm Pat.
Hi, I'm Celine.
Celine, put your smartphone away. We're supposed to be teaching a lesson.
Oh, sorry. I can't get a connection here in the studio anywhere.
Yeah, I have that problem sometimes, especially when I go out into the countryside. I can take pictures, but I can't put them on Facebook or anything until later.
That's not really a big problem, though. Imagine if you lived in the mountains or a long way from any cities or towns. You might not get the internet at all.
That's true. Actually, we're going to be looking at that very problem today. Google is trying out several ways of allowing people to use the internet no matter where they live.
How can they do that? Some places are just too far away from anywhere.
Let's find out by reading our article, which is called Internet Everywhere.
Internet Everywhere.
Google's Project Loon uses giant balloons to bring the internet to remote areas. People in these places can't usually access the internet. Each balloon has a solar-powered box that sends out an internet signal. The balloons fly 20 kilometers above the Earth. This is much higher than planes. Planes fly at 10 kilometers. They can stay in the air for up to 6 months. Google plans to have thousands of balloons up and working in the near future. Thanks to Project Loon, you'll be able to use the internet anywhere on Earth.
Word power.
Balloon. Balloon. The balloon flew up high in the sky. The balloon flew up high in the sky. Box. Box. We packed all our things in boxes to prepare for the move. We packed all our things in boxes to prepare for the move. Above. Above. Raise your arms above your head. Raise your arms above your head. Plan. 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 Planned. Planned. It's important to plan ahead so you know what to expect. It's important to plan ahead so you know what to expect.
The article begins by saying Google's Project Loon uses giant balloons to bring the internet to remote areas. So Project Loon, L-O-O-N, Loon, is the name of this project.
相信大家都知道 Google 这间公司，但是你知道的应该就是他们强大的搜寻引擎，还有其他的网络或者是手机 App。本课要讲的 Project Loon 则是另一件 Google 正在做的事情哦。That's a strange name.
True. In fact, a loon is a type of bird, but we can also use the word to describe someone who is a little crazy.
Loon 呢，原本指的是一种鸟类哦。不过我们也可以再用这个字来形容人有点疯疯癫癫的。Is that why they called it Project Loon? Because it's a crazy project?
Maybe.But I think it's also because they use balloons. A balloon, B-A-L-L-O-O-N, balloon is a large bag made of a strong material that is filled with gas to make it rise into the air. We have small balloons at birthday parties, but here we're talking about big balloons that people can fly around in or that can carry things.
好，听了 Pat 老师的解释以后相信你应该可以猜到是什么样的东西咯。Balloon 啊，就是你在生日派对啊，还是婚礼之类的活动中常常会看到，答案呢就是气球咯。但是这边指的不是小小的气球，是大大的，可以在空中漂浮载运东西的气球哦。
Here's an example sentence. The balloon flew up high in the sky. The balloon flew up high in the sky.
这句话的意思呢，就是这颗气球飞高高到天空里了。Flew 当然就是 fly 的过去式，希望大家都还记得哦。
These balloons bring the internet to remote areas. If something is remote, R-E-M-O-T-E, remote, it is very far from where lots of people live, so very far away from cities. It could be up a mountain, in the forest, or on an island out to sea.
Remote 就是偏远的意思哦，比我们常用的 far 还要更没有人烟的感觉。我们回到课文的第一句话， Google's Project Loon uses giant balloons to bring the internet to remote areas. 意思呢，就是 Google 的 Project Loon 使用巨大的气球把网路，就是 internet, 带到偏远的地方。
So we can think of some remote places in Taiwan, for example, right inside Taroko Gorge.
Pat 所举出的这个偏远地区是在太鲁阁峡谷里面，哦，那可能真的蛮偏远的，可能手机会没有讯号哦。I had been on top of Yushan. I thought it was quite remote enough, but I could still make phone calls in some spots. Can
really?
You believe it? Yeah.
No way. Cool. Next, the article says...People in these places can't usually access the internet. The verb access, A-C-C-E-S-S, access, means to use the internet to connect to the web and visit all the sites or use the things found there.
接下来呢，我们的文章就告诉我们啦，在那些地方，那些偏远的地方的人们通常没有办法有管道使用网路。Access 这边是做动词使用，意思是有管道进入或是有办法使用这样子的意思。So right now, in this studio, we can't access the internet.
Exactly. But with Project Loon, people in remote areas can. Here's how. The article says...Each balloon has a solar-powered box that sends out an internet signal. If something is solar-powered, and this is a long word, S-O-L-A-R hyphen P-O-W-E-R-E-D, solar-powered, if something's solar-powered, it gets its power and energy and electricity from the sun.
每一个气球会有一个太阳能盒子送出网路讯号。那这边呢，我们看那个复合形容词 solar powered。solar 的意思呢，就是跟太阳有关，太阳的。solar powered 就是由太阳提供能源的意思咯。
We also use the word box, B-O-X, box. A box is a container for putting things in, especially one with four stiff, straight sides.
Box 这个字啊，意思就是盒子。任何可以装东西的这个四方体呢，我们都可以说是一个 box。
Here's another way we can use box. We packed all our things in boxes to prepare for the move. We packed all our things in boxes to prepare for the move.
这句话的意思呢，就是我们把所有的东西装进盒子里，那准备好要搬家。
All these boxes send out an internet signal.Signal is S-I-G-N-A-L, signal. And here, a signal is the wireless network access point to allow computers or cell phones to use the internet.
这些盒子会发送网路讯号 signal 就是讯号的意思。这边的网路讯号呢，就是可以让电脑和手机上网的重要原因哦。
I'm so glad you're here to explain that. I just don't understand technology.
I know.
Anyway, next, the article says the balloons fly 20 kilometers above the Earth. Here, the word above, A-B-O-V-E, above, is a preposition that means at or to a higher place or position than something or somebody.
这个气球还挺厉害的耶，这个气球可以飞到离地球20公里高的地方哦。Above 就是在什么之上的意思，但是要注意哦，它跟 on 可不一样。On 是两样东西会互相接触，像是 your book is on the desk, book 和 desk 就会接触到，但是 above 就是不接触物品的哦。Can you give us an example sentence?
Sure. Raise your arms above your head.Raise your arms above your head.
例句说、把你的手举到头上，那这里的手跟头就没有接触到啦。
So why so high above the earth? Well, the article says this 20 kilometers is much higher than planes. Planes fly at 10 kilometers. So this means the planes won't hit the balloons.
Oh, this is an important point.为什么要飞到20公里这么高呢？接下来我们的文章就解释咯。20公里比飞机高很多，飞机是飞在10公里处，所以这样就代表什么呢？就代表了飞机和这些气球就不会相撞咯。
Here's more. They, which is the balloons, can stay up in the air for up to 6 months. After that, they probably need to come down for repairs or for more power.
这些气球，这个 they 指的当然就是气球 the balloons， 它们可以待在空中长达6个月。Up to 的意思就是长达多到多久这样的意思。待在空中6个月以后呢，可能就要下来维修、检查之类的。
You might wonder how many balloons are needed to give internet access to the whole world.、
Mm.
Well, the article says Google plans to have thousands of balloons up and working in the near future.So the word plan, P-L-A-N, plan is a verb in this sentence. It could also be a noun. But as a verb, it means to think carefully about something you want to do and decide how and when you will do it.
所以要放多少个气球在天空才够勒？Google 计划将来要放几千个气球到天空上运作。Plan 这边是当作动词使用，意思是计划。
Thousands.、
Mm-hmm.
It's like fairy tale, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. 有那么多气球在天空上，感觉有点像童话故事耶。
So here's another example of plan. It's important to plan ahead so you know what to expect. It's important to plan ahead so you know what to expect.
先计划是很重要的，这样一来你才会知道会发生什么事情。这就是刚刚那句话的意思。Plan 除了当动词以外，我们还可以当作名词使用。例如，我要问你周末有什么计划，我就可以问 What's your plan for the weekend?
Right.
What's your plan for the weekend?
Mm-hmm. Okay, so the article finishes by saying, Thanks to Project Loon, you'll be able to use the internet anywhere on Earth.The phrase thanks to is used to mean because of something, to show what has been the cause of something happening. We could also say due to or as a result of.
Okay, 这样在讲这整句话的意思之前呢，我们先来看看 thanks to 的用法和意思。Thanks to 跟 thank 有没有关系呢？其实有一点点哦。Thanks to something 就是多亏了什么的意思，后面常常会接名词，所以 thanks to Project Loon 就是多亏了 Project Loon。你以后啊，在地球上任何地方就可以上网咯。那刚刚派老师说的 due to 和 as a result of， 跟这个 thanks to 的意思就有点类似，有点像是因为多亏了这样的意思。
Okay, now it's time for us to end today's lesson.So, where is the most remote place you've ever been to, Celine?
I think the most remote place I've been is a small valley in Taitung County.
What was it like?
It's a place in the mountains and near the sea, so the views were very beautiful and the air was fresh. I stayed there for 6 months.
Wow.
Yeah, and that's a great experience.What about you, Pat?
Well, in Taiwan, it would be Tailuga, but I've also been in a house next to a lake in the Scottish Highlands. And that whole area of the Scottish Highlands feels remote. Like, you see one person, and you're kind of excited, because it's like a human. The rest of it's just sheep. So, yeah, that was pretty remote, but that was kind of before internet was big, so there wouldn't have been any of that there.
我去过最偏远的地方是台湾台东县的一个小聚落，那边真的很漂亮，那空气又很新鲜。那 Pat 在台湾去过最偏远的地方就是太鲁阁啦，但是如果是台湾以外的地方，那就是苏格兰高地，也就是这个 Scottish Highlands 这个地方我听说过，看起来充满了天然的景观，感觉好像不是很好到达。 I've seen the pictures, looks very beautiful and natural.
It is. Okay, that's all from us for A Plus English. I'm Pat.
And I'm Celine. Bye
bye.
A Plus 小聚会。 Can I leave my luggage here until later today?
Can I leave my luggage here until later today?
出
去
玩的时候，大家一定都喜欢早去晚回，就是早点出发，晚点回家，这样玩的时间会更多。不过晚回的时候，饭店又要用你准时 check out， 边玩还要边背大包小包的行李，感觉也太累人。这时候其实还有一招哦，你可以问问看饭店人员说 ，Can I leave my luggage here until later today？ Can I leave my luggage here until later today？这是什么意思啊？ Luggage 是行李，原来就是跟饭店人员说 Leave my luggage， 把行李留下来，直到晚点我再来领，就是说我可以在这里寄放行李吗的意思咯。要特别注意的是， luggage 是不可数名词哦，所以一件行李要说 a piece of luggage， 一些行李是 some luggage， 不能加 s 哦。那你搭飞机的时候应该比较常看到另一个字 baggage， B-A-G-G-A-G-E， 一样是指行李，但是 baggage 是比较专业的单字，比如在下飞机后提领行李的地方，你就会看到这个指标咯，下次注意找找看哦。 OK， before we go， let's review today's sentence again。 Can I leave my luggage here until later today？Good， 那小聚会我们下次见咯。 See you next time。
Can I leave my luggage here until later today?
Can I leave my luggage here until later today?
I can't find a work， 工作好难找哦。
表姐，找工作英文也要学好啦，要用 job。
Joseph， 今天心情 ，Joseph， 你还好吧？
没想到我在电脑公司才一个礼拜，一个礼拜。
你该不会被？
没错 ，I lost my work。
啊，什么？
我被别人卡零钱，我被卡人啪啪饼。为什么？为什么？
唉，虽然 Joseph 你唱的还蛮有感情的，但是你刚刚上一句的英文还是犯错了。一般我们提到的像是找工作啦，或者是像是全职性的工作，或者是打工时候的兼差的工作呢，这样子的英文我们要用 job， 因为 job 有着职责或者是任务的意思，它是个可数名词哦。比方说呢，I got a new job at the clothing store， 意思就是我在服饰店找到了一份新的工作哦。那找到工作我们可以用 get a job 或者是 find a job。 那刚刚我还提到的全职工作英文就是 full time job， 兼职工作呢则是 part time job。 所以刚刚啊 Joseph 他丢掉或是他失去了一份工作，我们就要用 he lost his job，其中的 job 不可以用 work 来代换哦。 work 指的是需要做的事情，所以强调的呢不是职业的本身，而是那份职业所需要付出的体力以及脑力哦，是个不可数名词。所以比方像是你晚上有好多事情要做，可能是要写报告啦，或是要做家事等等，你就可以说 I have so much work to do tonight。
What did we learn from Teacher Laura?
Job 是职务的意思，而 work 是表示工作时所需要的体力或者是脑力哦。
Internet everywhere.
Google's Project Loon uses giant balloons to bring the internet to remote areas. People in these places can't usually access the internet.Each balloon has a solar-powered box that sends out an internet signal. The balloons fly 20 kilometers above the Earth. This is much higher than planes. Planes fly at 10 kilometers. They can stay in the air for up to 6 months. Google plans to have thousands of balloons up and working in the near future. Thanks to Project Loon, you'll be able to use the internet anywhere on earth.
Balloon. Balloon. The balloon flew up high in the sky. The balloon flew up high in the sky. Box. Box. We packed all our things in boxes to prepare for the move. We packed all our things in boxes to prepare for the move. Above. Above. Raise your arms above your head. Raise your arms above your head. Plan. 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 Planned. Planned. It's important to plan ahead so you know what to expect. It's important to plan ahead so you know what to expect.